When's the Shulchan Aleph?
The Gemara is asking a kasha, v'hai b'kule boi d'loi d'ilei. The Gemara is asking now a new kasha. It's not a hemshech of the sugya before. It's a new kasha of the Gemara. What is the new kasha of the Gemara? The new kasha of the Gemara is, why might it be mikzas is chayev shvue lechure? He wanted to make a shvue because maybe he owes the other 50. So why he said that he only owes 50? He's planning to pay 50, and the other 50 he's not planning to pay. So he's planning to steal the other 50. So he's a ganav. Choshed amamoyne, choshed ashvuase. Choshed amamoyne, choshed ashvuase. So if the guy is planning to steal, choshed amamoyne, choshed ashvuase. So what is the purpose to make him to make a shvu on the other half, and the 50 that he said that he doesn't owe, and the tzad that he's planning to steal it, and he the same thing, the same way he's a ganev and he's planning to steal it, the same way he will make a shvu ashekev. Choshed amamoyne, choshed ashvuase. Choshed amamoyne, choshed ashvuase. Zog b'gimore, v'hai b'kula boi d'loi d'ilei. He's not choshed, he's not really a ganev. V'hai d'loi d'i, ishtamud d'ikonu mishtamet b'nei. Sovar ade avli zuzu paran ele. V'homar rachmon, erom ishvu alei, ke eiche d'loi d'ilei, he will pay him. He's ishtamud d'ikonu mishtamet, he's really planning to pay him. Just he's planning to push it off. This is the reason the Torah said to make a shvua. Stam the rag of the Rishonim say if he's planning to pay, so why Hashem wants him to make a shvua? Says after Beis Din will tell him that he's potter, he will convince himself that he's taki potter. If he comes out Beis Din lemaisa, he's planning to pay. But the Vali said that he's potter, he will never come back to Beis Din and say, okay, so now I have to pay. Kachu darkom shabnei yodom. Kachu darkom shabnei yodom. Mikol mekoyim. So the shvua is because it's shtemutikom mishtame. But ba'ado ha'seidim, de'leike le'mei marochi, eim eloi. But in the case that he was koifer ha'koil, and the eidim say that he has to pay 50, dear, we can't say he's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Why, dear, we can't say that he's ishtamutekom ishtamet? Why, dear, we can't say that he's ishtamutekom ishtamet? Moide b'miktsas, we're saying, the 50 that he's makrish, he's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Is he really wanted to pay it? So Mamela we mechayev mashvua. Because on the tzad that he's a ganev, there's no point in mechayev mashvua, right? Aber koifer hakol delek elamei marochi. He said, I don't owe nothing. We can't say it's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Why we can't say it's ishtamutekom ishtamet? So Rashi says in Dibura Maschil, delek elamei marochi, sharei kofar bekuloi. Sharei kofar bekuloi. So you can't say that it's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Why? Sharei kofar bekuloi. Val is kofar bekuloi. You can't say that it's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Why not? Val is kofar bekuloi. You can't say that it's ishtamutekom ishtamet. Rashi doesn't explain why. Rashi says, Val is kofar bekuloi. Leke lemeimar ishtamutekom ishtamet. Why we can't say ishtamutekom ishtamet when a person is kofar bekuloi? So the pashtas, the pshat is, the teva of the ishtamutekom ishtamet is, the guy doesn't have the money, he's not planning to steal. He says, I owe a half. A ganav, just, it's makrish hakol. When you see a guy saying a half, then we assume that he's a shtemutik mishtamet. A koifer a koil, we don't assume that he's a shtemutik mishtamet. A mile of a mitzvah looks shmeksach a shtemutik mishtamet. Bemele, you can mechayev a mishvua. But koifer a koil, at the end, he said that he owes 50, he doesn't look like a shtemutik mishtamet. This is Loshon Rashi. ולכן למאמר, שערי כופר בכל, שערי כופר בכל. השתמות המשתמת does it halfway. הכופר הכל is not in the בסמדרש for משתמות המשתמת. These are the words of Rashi. In Rashi and Gittin, they have it in the Likutei Rashi, on the page, look at the Likutei Rashi, the first Rashi, Rashi says a little bit better, Rabbi Beiger says in Gittin, Tzfas Yesa, וחיתם אלוהי נשבה השורת דמיגו דחושי אמוי נחושי נמי ישבו עשה אמוי נלוי חושי why מוי נלוי במקצס is not חושות מדלוי כפרה בכולה we have a ראיה it's been the לקוטי רשי and גימל עמוד בייס the first רשי and לקוטי רשי and גימל עמוד בייס the רשי says why מוי נלוי במקצס why מוי נלוי במקצס is not choshed of a man choshed ashvusa. If he's a ganev, why was not koifer hakol? Not supposed. Rashi said in the mudalef ain't no domeis. But we have a raya that he's not a ganev. A raya, he's a shtikel anes. He gave over the money. So we have a shtikel raya that is a shtikel anes. So we have epes a raya that the guy is anes. Epes a raya that the guy is anes. So the Mele is not choshut, so why he's playing games? Why he's not moide in the ganze zach? Is the mudik mishtamet? Koifer hakol, we don't have a raya. But again, so anyway, the Gemara says that the moide be mikzas, we say is the mudik mishtamet, and we could be mechayev and meshvur and the rest. But sheinken be koifer hakol, and the edim meidim, we choshut that he's a shakran, and why we choshut that he's a shakran? Well, we choshed that he's a shaker. So we can't be mechai and meshvur, because choshed on meine choshed ashvurse. Well, choshed on meine choshed ashvurse. And the tzad that he's a ganev, he will also make shvur sheker. This is the gemara. This is the way Rashi learns this gemara. That it's not only a hemshech to the gemara in Amud Aleph, it's a separate question. How you can be mechayev shvua and mechayev mikzas are is choshu? The answer is shtemutik mishtamet. Koifer hakol and eidim midi moisa is no shtemutik mishtamet. So the mele, this is the avon in the gemara, that without the kal v'choymer, I can learn out the adoas eidim from moide b'mikzas, because moide b'mikzas, I could be mechayev shvua. Why? Because it's shtemutik mishtamet. But koifer hakol and eidim, I cannot be mechayev shvua. Why I cannot be mechayev shvua? Why I can't be mechayev shvua? Because it's chosh amay lechosh hashvus. So the tzusa of the Gemara is that I cannot learn out that doas eidim from moide b'miktzas, because I would say moide b'miktzas is chayev shvua, is a drore, and there's no problem of choshut. Why? Because it's tamudu k'mishtamet. Vashayegin b'adoas eidim that is a tzad that is a choshut. I cannot be mechayev shvua. This is the source of the Shmaiser of the Gemara. And this, it's a pele. If the reason you can't be Mechayim Ados Eidim Ashvua because you have a tzad that is Choshed Amamay Nechoshed Ashvua because he's saying, and the tzad that he's a liar, he will make a Shvua Sheker, right? So what helps the Kal V'Choymer? Comes the Kal V'Choymer and says, Uma Piv She'ein Eidim She'ein Mechayim Imomen. Piv She'ein Mechayim Imomen. Chayim Ashvua? Mapim she'ein mechayev imomen mechayev shvua. Eidim she'mechayev imoisim imomen. A big kal v'choymer. Eidim are very stark. Oh, but you can't be mechayev shvua. Choshen amayin lechoshen ashvusa. What the kal v'choymer will help? You have a kal v'choymer. What the kal v'choymer will help? Chayev kal v'choymer that eidim are much more chomer. I hear it. But the problem, the guy can't make a shvua. He's choshen amayin lechoshen ashvusa. The guy can't make a shvua. He's a choshut. While the guy is a choshut, maybe you can't be mechayev him to make a shvua. Oh, it's the kasha of the Nachlas David. And we explained that the ganze reason we need the Kal V'chomer is because I would say Doas Baidoas, I might have been Mikzas, could make a Shmur because there's no Choshud, because there's Mishtamutuk and Mishtamet. Go for a call that there's no Mishtamutuk and Mishtamet. I'm a Chayim and a Shmur. I can't be Mechayim and a Shmur because there's a Choshud. And the Tzadal is a liar, he will make a Shmur a Sheker. Zay is a liar, he'll make a Shmur a Sheker. So I can't be Mechayim and a Shmur. No. So what happened to Kal V'chomer? Aini mesto chamu. Or mekenish mechayev v'shvur. One hour. So Taisa says, the Kal V'chomer will tell me that even b'koyfer ha-koyl we say ishtamut ha-kam ishtamet. Taisa amasa la'avado ha-seidim. Later we'll learn the Taisa. How the Kal V'chomer will say it? You have a tzad that is no ishtamut ha-kam ishtamet b'koyfer ha-koyl only when it's made of a mikzas. Kal V'chomer only says that Ado'as Eidim is more chomu from Ado'as Piv. But there's a problem of Choshud. That cannot change. These are the two Aoras of the Nachlas Dovid. But the main question that we asked yesterday is the Kash of the Maram Shif and Rab Kivei Egel. What are you telling me? Why I need the Kal V'chomer? Because I would say only Moideh B'Mikzas is Chayiv Shvur because he's a Shtamutik U'Mishtamit. Koifer HaKoyl, you can't say Ishtamutuk HaMishtamet, so even if Adim said that he has the whole 50, you can't Mechayim HaShvur, because on the Tzadal is a Shakran, he will make a Shvur a Sheker. Eid Echol is Mechayim HaShvur B'Kol HaTere Kulo? Yes. The guy is Koifer HaKoyl? Yes. So why is Chayim HaShvur? Choshev Meino Choshev HaShvur is it? Eid Echol is Mechayim HaShvur. He says you owe money. He said you don't owe. You Chayim HaShvur. But you are Koifer HaKoyl. And the tzadim you are ganev, you will make a shvur sheker. And the tzadim you are ganev, you will make a shvur sheker. So even the tzadim you are ganev, you will make a shvur sheker. So how are you going to make a shvur? Muchach. That muchach is that even mekayev hakol, we say ishtamutuk u'mishtamet. And it's muchach even more from that. Eidechol doesn't have to come to say you owe money. Eidechol says this shirt belongs to him. Make a shvur. There's no shaykh even the shvur to come. So why make a shvur? Zog the gemara later. Shemo milva yeshana. Maybe he owes me money and I'm making it visa. So we say we're not choishet the shakran. Because if we choishet choshem ayin choshet the shvur, if we say choshem ayin choshet the shvur, say dechot kami mechay b'shvur, right? So al kolchoch. The answer is. Then we say shtamut to come shtamet even mekayim v'akoyim. Suffolk Milva Yeshana, he owes him different money, he makes a tfisa. This was the third kasha. The fourth kasha, Frek the Ramban and the Rashbo. If I would not have the Kal V'chomer, so Moideh B'Mikzas is Chayev Shvua. But when Eidim come, you write that there's a reason for a Shvua, but I can't be Mechayev Shvua. Why I can't be Mechayev Shvua? Because Choshen Omen, Choshen Hashvus. So what would be the aloche? A person is Koifer HaKoyl, and the Eidim came and he said that he owes 50. So what would happen? He's Mechuyev Shvua, but he can't make a Shvua because he's a Choshul. So what would be the aloche? What would be the aloche? What? What would be the aloche? Again, he was Koifer HaKoyl, the Eidim said that he owes 50, he can't make a Shvua and the owes 50, because it's Choshem and Choshem HaShvua, Midosh HaChoshem HaMishalem. So without the Kal V'chomer, Be'ados Eidim, you would have to pay. The Kal V'chomer came and said that I could make a Shvua. So the Kal V'chomer is Lehokel or Leachmer? Alamo Kal V'chomer is, without the Kal V'chomer, I would not know that the Mechayev Shvua, now I know that the Chayev Shvua. Are is it not nachon? Chayev Shvua, I know, Zok Rashi. I would think that you can't give a Shvua, why? Because Choshed HaMamayin HaChoshed HaShvua. Because Choshed HaMamayin HaChoshed HaShvua, you can't give a Shvua. This is what I would think, that you can't give a Shvua because Choshed HaMamayin HaChoshed HaShvua. So I would think that you can't give a Shvua because Choshed HaMamayin HaChoshed HaShvua. The Kal V'chomer says you could give a Shvua. We say Ishtamut HaKam Mishtamet. So without the Kal V'chomer, you tell Shiachol Yishav HaMishalem. And now because the Kal V'chomer, he could make a Shvua. So the Kal V'chomer is maker. The Kal V'chomer is alamol. I would think only Hadoas Oymeidu B'miktzas is Chayev Shvur. Hadoas Eilim is not Chayev Shvur. Lefi Devrei Rashi is saying, it's like the Rashbo in the Ramban. Even by Eilim I'm Chayev Shvur. The only thing I don't know that he could make a Shvur, because it's Choshen V'meine, Choshen HaShvur. This is the Kash of the Rishonim. To answer all of these kashas, there's a lot of nuschos. We'll try to say the most simple nusach. It's not even so much longest, it's poshet. Cheshman poshet. I want to ask you a zashay. Or is cheshman it together? Moide b'miktzas chayev shvur. You come over to someone, you owe me money, he says 50. He's chayev shvur. Why is chayev shvur? And the other 50. Right? I'm asking you. I say you owe me money, he says that, yeah, I owe 50. Now, what do you think? The other 50 he really owes, or he doesn't owe the other 50? All right, he owes the other 50 or not? What do you think? You're standing in the side. Reuven came over to Shimon, you owe me $100. He said, I owe you 50. Aloch is he has to make a shvur. I'm asking you, what do you think, Taki? He owes only 50, he owes 100. What? So what he owes, 50 or 100? Sofen. I would assume he's number 50. Why 100? I hear it's a droge. Something is wrong. So maybe. Some people owe only 50, but everyone owes 100. And if the guy would ask for a million, I would also owe him a million. I for sure owe the money. 50 for sure. Now we have a suffix. He's claiming, and it looks like epis that he's claiming makes sense. I'm saying that I'm potu lemaise, I'm moide that a chelek I'm chayev. I'm moide that a chelek I'm chayev. So we have a shayla here. So it's a suffix. So I would say like this, 80% in Bichlal doesn't owe the rest. It's 20% that he owes. The drore, the reyusa says, 20% that he owes. So why is not paying that 20% that he owes? Could be two reasons. What could be the two reasons that he's not paying? Man, why is not paying the 20% that he owes? Or did he decide to take it to himself? I would say 10% out of the 20, 50%. He wants to pocket the money. Or, ishtamutu kamishtamit. So when a person is made of a mikzas, 80% of the cloud doesn't owe the money. Everyone in mikzas owes the whole thing. It's a drog, it's a reyusa. How much is the reyusa? 20% that he owes money. From that 20% that he owes money, I would say, from that 20% that he owes money, 10%, he just have 50% of it, I have 10% that is left, he wants to pocket the money to himself. 10% that is shtamutik ha-mishtam. So the Torah says to make a shvur. Right? And the tzaddik is planning to steal the money, the shvur will not help. And the tzaddik is ishtamutik ha-mishtamet, the shvur will help. So the purpose of the shvur that is coming in, for how much the shvur is trying to product? 10%. And that 10% that is ishtamutik ha-mishtamet, the shvur will help us to check it, to clean it, to find out that he only owes this chaylik. I think that is very glad. Masha'enke lemoshul bekoifer hakoyim. And the Eidim come. There, Abad is also ishtamutuk ha-mishtamet, but a very small percent. Abad is ishtamutuk ha-mishtamet, a very small percent. Why? He was koifer hakoyim. He's going for a gold. The Eidim say that he owes 50 now. So 50 he pays. The other 50 we don't know. I'll say again. 20% that he Taki only owes 50, like the Eidim said. And another, there's 80% that he Taki only owes the 50. And 20% like before, that he's a liar. Now in this 20%, why he's not paying it? Here, it's more mistaba that he's a ganev. We don't have the Chochev Rashi. We don't have the Chochev Rashi that he was trying to say the truth. So I would say 15% that he's a ganev, 5% that he's a shtemutik ha-mishtamet. Alamol could be a shtemutik ha-mishtamet. He was mishtamet on the whole thing. So here, the Gemara had a hava meaning that there's no shvur. Shvur to only to gain 5%, we're not mechayev him a shvur. That is klonat.
Completely.
So again, Moide B'miktzas needs a shvur. Why? And the tzadar is a shakran, we don't have a shvur. And the tzadar is a shakran, we don't do a shvur. Why we don't do a shvur and the tzadar is a shakran? Because choshin amayna choshin ha-shvur. So when Moide B'miktzas, 80% he doesn't owe the money. There's a droge that he owes the money, so we want the shvur. For that 20%, in that 20%, 10% of it is liar, the shvur will not help. But because for 10%, the shvur will help. Mashengen bekoifer akoil, that the percentage that is ishtemutuk mishtamet are very low. So we say like this, the 80% that he owes 50%, the other 50, 80% that he doesn't owe. About 20% that he owes. But we can make a shvur, because from that 20%, valis koifer akoil is much lower chance that is ishtemutuk mishtamet. 15% out of the 20 is a ganef, the shvur will not help. For 5%, the Teir didn't give a shvur. Glad? We'll go one more step. That is so close. A dechot comes over to you and says, you owe money. You said, I don't owe money. A dechot comes over and says, you owe money. And you say, you don't owe money. How much percentage that Beis Din think now that he owes the money? Moshe, how much? A dechot comes, you owe $100. You say you don't owe. What Beis Din think now? You owe or you don't owe? They're not sure. How much percent? 30, 50, but over the 20s, right? Much more. Now, it's not like Moide B'miktzas, maybe he's right. I'm asking, a dechot. A dechot says you owe the money. You say no, the dechot says yes. I would give him numbers on, you said 40, I'll give him 40%. 40% that he owes the money, 60% that he doesn't owe the money. From the 40% that he doesn't owe the, that he owes the money, why he's not paying it? Could be he's a ganef. And could be he's a shtemutuk mishtam. Right? We said, b'koifer hakol, the shtemut is a much smaller percent. So I would say, out of the 40, 30% that he's a ganef, and 10% that he's a shtemutuk mishtam. Right? For 10%, I'm mechayev shvur. For 5%, I was not mechayev shvur. For 10%, I'm mechayev shvur. Why not? Hey, why it doesn't work out? Again, bekoifer hakoil, the percentages that a guy is a shtemut and mishtamet are lower. Are lower. What is moide b'miktzas, the percentage that is shtemut is higher. The shvur only helps when he's shtemut, lefi Rashi. When he's not shtemut, the shvur doesn't help because on the tzadar he's a ganet, he will make a shvur shekel. So moide b'miktzas, we bring him into Beis Din. The Teir says, listen, 20% of the guy is lying. 80% he doesn't owe the money. And if 20% is lying, 10% is a ganef. Say, over 10% that is shtemute, make a shvur, and you will take care of the matzah. Mashaykin, because if I call Zog the Gemara, I can't mechayev him a shvur. Why? Because it was koifer hakol. The Eidim said that he's chayev. Now I have again 20% that he owes the money, 80% that he doesn't owe. But here, from the 20, while the shtemute is very low, there's a schwacher reason to think that he's ishtemute, because he was koifer hakoil. 50% that he's a ganef, so the shvur will not help. The only time that the shvur will help is 5%. For that, we're not metaken a shvur. So we ask, we're going to the third kash. We ask the kash, why the Gemara didn't say, have a raya fun eidechot, that we say ishtemute ka mishtamet, even be koifer hakoil. The Teretz says, beidechot, the tzad that he owes the money is much starker from Moide B'miktzas. Maybe Mikzas, we have a drog. Here we have a dechot that he owes the money. He said 40, 50, 40. 40% that he owes the money. From that 40, you're right. The larger part says that he's a ganef. The larger part says that he's a ganef. 30% out of the 40 is a ganef. About 10%. Sorry. 10%. 10% say that he's shtabut to come. And the Moide B'miktzas, also we said 10% Nishtumutuk Mishtamet, was 50% Nishtumutuk Mishtamet. Koifer HaKoil, we said only a quarter says that it's Nishtumutuk Mishtamet. So it's only 5% out of the 20. But by Eidechot, the amount that we think that he's a ganef is 40. So take a quarter out of the 40, it's 10. So it's 10% Nishtumutuk Mishtamet. This is the tenets of Avom Govitz. Avnochem says ke'ein that, but this is a little bit better. Much better. Avnochem says belumdus, but this is avlumdus, this is numbers. You can say it also belumdus. If you have the numbers, then we could shtip around the lumdus. But this is poshet, it's math. It's poshet a cheshb. You don't get a kush. You don't get the math, or you're not masking. The numbers don't fit for you. What? We'll go by it. The mele. The mele. The mele. This is the answer and the last question. Speaking the Rishonim, what would be without the Kal V'Chomer? He'll be chayiv shvua and he can't make a shvua. He's a choshuv. So he asked how the Kal V'Chomer comes to say that he can make a shvua. The firash, it goes fakert. Without the Kal V'Chomer, we said, ba'adoas eidim, is 20% that he's lying. From that, 50% that he's a shakran. Only 5% is shemutik u'mishtamed. So there's no reason for the Torah to put a shvua on it. So the Torah will not matzich a shvua. Not to be chayev shvua mitoch shin yochol yishav mishalech. The Torah was not putting in the Loshon Rashi. Loi nerami alei shvua. The Torah is only making a shvua to try to find out the truth. To megala the emes. The purpose of the Shvua is to megala the emes. While the purpose of the Shvua is to megala the emes, the Moedim Mimikzas is 10%, for that 10% Hashem wants a Shvua. The Koifer HaKoil is only 20% that he's lying, and that we said 50% is a Ganev, the Shvua will not help. For 5%, Lo Yineram Shvua, he will not be Mechuyim Shvua. Now, what zok the Kal V'Chomer? So here Reb Nochem says it in the safe. The Kal V'Chomer comes and says, Kachi Amido, that if B'Moedim Mikzas the Torah made a parsha of Shvua, so even B'Ados Eidim the Torah will make a parsha of Shvua. And what the Torah will say, that even in the 5%, I want the Biru. Not the Torah is Megale, that is Ishtamute. The Kal V'Chomer says that even for that 5%, the Torah wants a biru. So it's not the pshat the Kal V'Chomer is megale that is a ishtamit. Be'edoah b'moedim b'miktzas is 15%, and b'moedim b'miktzas is 10% ishtamutik u'mishtamit. Be'edoah b'edim is only 5% ishtamutik u'mishtamit. Zok the Kal V'Chomer that you need a shvua. Maybe we'll add a little bit more. The Kal V'Chomer says that Be'ados Eidim is a bigger reason to think that he's a galev. The Moedim Mimikzas is 20%. If a guy comes over the base and you owe me money, the guy says no. Eidim come and say, 1 second, 50 we know. How much chance is now that he owes the other 50? Again, someone comes to you, someone takes you to the base and you owe me money. You say, I owe 50. A bit sad to say that it's the only thing what you owe. But if he said, I don't owe nothing. The guy said, I don't know. We saw you a couple times taking from his closet. We didn't see everything. A big chance that the guy that is claiming now is right. So the Kal V'Chomer gives a koyach ta'adu'as eidim to make a bigger reyuse. If it's a bigger reyuse, so the mele, the ishtamute is a bigger place to the ishtamute. You're right that the ishtamute is smaller, but if it's more drore, it's alamor, it's more ishtamute. The klal is one klal. We only mechayev shvue when we have ishtamute ka mishtamet. Now, we have to understand, it's not the pshat that every moedim b'miktzas, we know that he owes the money, sofik if he's a ganev, sofik if he's ishtamute. It's a big tzad that bichlal doesn't owe the money. The pshat is, we have a small tzad that he owes the money, a very small tzad. The Torah wants to find out on that side what is happening. Avdem Rashi is mechadish that the Gemara says, but it's not peduktah because anyway he will lie. The Gemara, but it's a tzad that is ishtamuta, so maybe he's not lying bichlal. And the 20% that he's lying, we want the shvur. And that 20%, maybe he's lying, but maybe not. And maybe he's a ganef, maybe not. Make a shvur, and b'meila you will gain glad. Now, Bashaykin Bekoifer Akol, the Ishtamute is so small, because it's a tzadar he doesn't know, but it's a tzadar that, oh, he looks like he's a ganev, so Mistam he'll make Sheker, but maybe the whole thing is Ishtamute. That is very small. We didn't think there would be a Chiyuv Shvua. So the main question is the third question, of a bringer Ayefem Eidecho, this Mechayev Shvua, even in a case that he's Koifer Akol. Tarez Beidecho, the Dror is so stark. So what if the Dror is so stark? So it's a huge tzadar he's a ganev, 50% that he's a ganev. So you're right that it's not so mishtamet that he's ishtamutah k'mishtamet. It's closer to understand, not that he's ishtamutah k'mishtamet, it's closer to understand that what? That he's takir aganev. But it's enough, because the sofik is so big, it's enough a little bit the sofik ishtamutah to mechayev ashvu. This is the cheshman advarim lefi shitas Rashi. Maybe in the Hemshach we'll see more. Let me get Zurich first to the Tesfus. You have to later see the Tzuras HaGemorik Yisidcho. What's the Tesfus Lamud Aleph? Mipnei Ma'om Rotoiro. So Rashi during the Dekasha was, why Moide B'mitzas is Chayev Shvua Min HaTeire? He's a Meshiv HaVeide and he's Potu Mi HaShvua and the Gemara says he's not a Meshiv HaVeide. Tesfus during the Gemara asked the Kasha, he has a Migu. Pirush Yenemon B'migu the Iboye Koifer HaKoy. Oy neyef meoche, de loy nemen migu be'arme. Umishani de ein ze migu de ein odom meiz podov likfer hakoy. Hoyl v'chaveiro im makir b'shikoy. Aber b'mokim shiyocho lehayiz, kigoyin b'bnoi, v'amamoni lo'vicho b'yodi v'echalti pras, לאביחו ביודי וחל דיפרס נמן במיגו דיבוי הקויפר הכל כדי זה פרבייז דקסור זה פרק שבוע סדיון So shit as a taste is that the Gemara asked the Kasha, "Moide b'miktzas v'ipotur b'migu," and the answer is "migu de'aoze." Migu de'aoze laftur mishvu elo yamrinen. And when it's not migu de'aoze, shit as a taste is the migu could patter from shvu de'iraisa. This is shit as Rashi and shit as taste. Rashi and the Gemara never asked migu migu laftur mishvu and never Gemara had a half minute of work. The Gemara had a Kasha meishiv aveidah and she answers he's not a meishiv aveidah. But if it tastes. The Gemara asks, the Kashi has a Migu, so why is Potu? And if it's a Xeras HaKosu, learn from here that Migu doesn't patter. And the answer is, it's a Migu De'aoze. Migu De'aoze doesn't patter. Why it's a Migu De'aoze? Ein Odom Meiz. Why Ein Odom Meiz? Let's look in Loshna Tesfus. Why Ein Odom Meiz? Why Ein Odom Meiz? Tesfus says words, שחברוי מכיר בשיקרוי. חברוי מכיר בשיקרוי. So when you say a half, you see, it doesn't look, a person doesn't feel the חברוי מכיר בשיקרוי. Why? When I don't owe you money, a person doesn't have a house to lie, but you know I'm lying. I say a half already, it's, maybe I got mixed up. I took 50, you took 100. But I say I don't owe money, but you don't owe money. I gave you money. No, he gave me 50. I don't remember. It was a different. I thought it's green. But when you say no, it's makir b'shikru. Rashi in Bobekame says the ander zach. They have it here, the Likutei Rashi on the side of the Gemara. Rashi in Bobekame says, "Val the guy gave me money in Gimel Mudalef. In Gimel Mudalef, we have it in Gimel Mudalef in Likutei Rashi. Rashi says." Zeshe also loitoivo. Val you did a favor. Val you did a favor. I'm not maize. Val I did a favor, I'm not maize to be koifa. Ein odo maize pono bifnei baal choivoi. Ein odo maize pono bifnei baal choivoi. Not ein odo maize because makir b'shikoi. Ein odo meiz pono bifnei baal choivo. You did a favor. So lefi Rashi, the reason ein odo meiz is not because makir b'shikroi, I will not be makrish you. The reason ein odo meiz is because you made me a favor. Nafke mina zok Rashi. Bebnoi, I made a favor to your father made a favor. You didn't make a favor. So I'm meiz. לפי תזיס, it's not a ball. It's מכיר בשיקרו, או אין מכיר בשיקרו? מכיר בשיקרו, או אין מכיר בשיקרו? למשל, בפיקודן, כויפר בפיקודן, לפי רשי, אדם אז מייז. because you didn't make me a favor. Fakel, I made you a favor. You gave me a pikadon, I said I never got it. I'm amazed to say I never got it. You didn't make me a favor, I made you a favor. If you Rashi the kaiba be pikadon, I'm amazed. We'll see later. Rashi holds the babikame, might have been mixed us with pikadon as potu. He has a migur. He could have been kaiba akon, maybe. Lefit tesis, what is the vote in the maze? Shuhumakir b'shikr. Mikon mokoyim. So tesis means that the Gemara's answer is, it's a migu de ha'oze. Migu de ha'oze lo yamrin. Migu de ha'oze lo yamrin. So lefit tesis, the Gemara asked the kasha, anybody be mikzas, why is chayiv shvu'e? It's a migu. And for tesis, and for the Gemara, he doesn't have a migu, it's a migu de ha'oze. It's a migu de ha'oze. Till here it's glad. To get back to Shita Sateisus. Rashi didn't hold Migu Bichlal helps, so while Rashi never hold the Migu as help, it was not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, let it be Potom, it's on Meshim Aveit. Frek Teisus a Kasha. And on this was Shtar, on this Teisus is Kasha. Vim Toimar Koifer HaKoil Minolom De Potur Koifer HaKoil Minolom De Potur. Maybe Kaifer HaKoyl is also Chayev Shvua. Ve'en lo'im amitam chazok in odomeiz. And if he's such a chotzuf, vayis tois is potu. Do afilu b'mokim sheyocho lehoiz, potu, ki goyim b'bnoi. Ve'afilu b'edim b'mitzas potu, also migu di bo'im kofar HaKoyl. We're still on these lines of Teisus today. So what is Teisus Kash? What is Teisus Kash? Frank Teisus. What is the moker that koifer HaKoyl is potu mishvua? Ein loim amitzad, ein odo meiz. Because even in the case that he's meiz, he going bibnoi, even in the case that he's meiz, he going bibnoi, koifer HaKoyl is potu. These are the words of Tesis. So miyad, frek tzach de kashe. The chokhman of Tesis is how to build it. Not what to say, how to say it. What is the kashe? How I know that Koifer HaKoyl is potu? Mechateis the Koifer HaKoyl b'chayev shvua. There's a parsha in the Torah of Moide b'miktsas. How I know that Koifer HaKoyl is potu mishvua? I will say it in the yeshiva shenusach. Moide b'miktsas is a drore. It was Moide b'miktsas, it's chayev shvua. Koifer HaKoyl is no reason to mechayev shvua. There's no reason to mechayev shvua. What is this discussion? Vim toimar minolam de koifer hakoyl es potu mishvua. Mechateis it that is chayev shvua. Moide b'miktsas, we said, there's a reason. There's a drore. Mechateis it. Here is a drore. Here is a drore. Here is no drore. So Rab Kveiger and Kisvei HaTalmidim, it's a problem, the copies, we didn't get it today, but it's a Sefer Ksav V'Choisom, it's a Rishimus of a Talmid that written the blood shear from Rab Kveiger. Above Metzir, it's the only place they have, the blood shear from Rab Kveiger above Metzir. It's very nice to see what Rab Kveiger stole from the blood shear. Nicht all Rab Kveiger's kashas, he would say over. All of the Talmud didn't happen, they didn't write them. But in the Shimas HaTalmud, it's not much how the way Rab Kveiger taught the Sugya. So this Rab Kveiger started when he learned the Tesis. And he asked, what is the Pshat and Tesis discussion? What is the Pshat and Tesis discussion? Mecha Tesis. Mim Taima Minona de Kveifer HaKoyl is Potu. Zog Rab Kveiger, I taught a Pshat. That Pshat the Maizid Aran says. I taught Tesis as a Hemshech from before. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why Moide b'miktsas is Chayev Shvua? He has a migu, he could have been Koifer HaKoyl. Why is Chayev Shvua? He has a migu, he could have been Koifer HaKoyl. And the answer is, migu de ha'oze, migu de ha'oze lo yamrine. He has a migu, he could have been Koifer HaKoyl. The Tarets is, migu de ha'oze lo yamrine. Frick the Isfes. The Gemara could have answered a much better Terence. You know why he doesn't have a migu? Because Koifer HaKoyl is also Chayev Shvua. If Fakat, the Gemara will answer. You're asking me that every Moedim and Mikzas has a Migu, and you want to prove from here that Migu da'ozel lo yamrimel, I have a better Teretz. He doesn't have a Migu. You know why he doesn't have a Migu? Because Kofer HaKoyin is also Chayav Shvua. Kofer HaKoyin is also Chayav Shvua. This is the Hemshech HaTesis. Tesis decided that the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara was asking a kasha, why he doesn't have a migu. Lechu has a migu, he could have said Kofer HaKoyin and then he'll be potu. The answer is Migu de'ahozel lo yamrina. Zogdom Kiveheger, Tesis will ask, Tesis is asking Kiilu and the Gemara, why the Gemara didn't offer a better Teretz? You know what is the answer? Mikan mulchach shekofer hakoyel chayav shvua. This will be the echech. The Gemara is kasha. Why he doesn't have a migu? I have a Teretz. Mulchach me'atei ha'kdoisho shekofer hakoyel is chayav shvua. How the Gemara knows not to say like that? The Gemara is asking a kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Why Maidu Mikzas is Chayav Shvua? Believe in the Migu that he was Kofer HaKoyil. And the Gemara answers, Migu De'ahozeh, answer better. You know why? Because Kofer HaKoyil also is Chayav Shvua. So what kind of Migu is it? What is the Migu? He could have said, I'll be Kofer HaKoyil. And if he would be Kofer HaKoyil, what would happen? He would also Chayav Shvua. So he doesn't have a Migu. And this would be the Hemshech HaTesis, very Gishmak.
Is this the Makar L'Kolotar Kula?
Yeah. No, this is Tesis is Kash, it'll be Chayim, not Potu.
We're revising the Gemara, that is Potu. This is Tesis Kash, I'm talking about.
So this is, how the Gemara knows he's asking. Why the Gemara didn't say, Mikan the Gemara will build up, Rabbi will build up, instead of building up, that Migu da'ozel lo yamrina, build up from here, Shekofer HaKoyil is Chayim Shvua. You have a Kash on the Teira. Maile b'mikzas, why is Chayav Shvua? He has a migu, he could have been Kofer HaKoyil. I have an answer. Raya me'ateiro. She Kofer HaKoyil is Chayav Shvua.
He said it's not
mistaken. This is Tesis Teretz Shekech. Chazok, you're not amazed. I'm not asking a kasha misvore, why? If I'm asking Misvore, I'll explain this. If I'm asking Misvore, why Kofer HaKoyil is not Chayav Shvua? Why is not Chayav Shvua? The Torah spoke about the Torah says Moedim and Mikzas is Chayav Shvua. Now the Torah spoke only on this case. Mechitesin, the Torah spoke on different cases. So normally Mechitesin, I'll tell you, here's a drore, here's no drore. Person, the Torah says when someone dies, he gives a Yerusha. Maybe when someone walks out the door, there's also a Yerusha. The Torah didn't say that not, but the Torah said when a person dies, it makes sense. When he dies, the kids take over. When he walks out the door, it's not Mistava, the kids take over. Right? I don't need a mute. The Torah said, Moedim Mikzas is Chayav Shvua. The Torah said, Moedim Mikzas is Chayav Shvua. The Torah never said. So Tesis, why not? What is the difference? When you see Tesis Rosh, it's Mashu, it's the Kasha. Why not? Frank from Kivay, why not? Why yes? Here's the drawer, here's no drawer. Mechatesis to say that it's the same. Zotab Kivay could be the reason Tesis wanted that it was saying the same, not that he was asking Misvore, maybe learn out Kofer HaKoyil and Moedim Mikzas. That he knows that you could say that is different. But the Gemara will have a raya in the posuk if the Torah said Moedim Mikzas is Chayav Shvua. Hi, he has a migu. Then he'll be Kofer HaKoyil. And the Gemara says he's saying migu de'ahozeh lo yamrinen. It's not such a posh Teretz. We'll see some Rishonim will hold migu de'ahozeh lo yamrinen. We'll have to learn this whole noise migu de'ahozeh. It was a big noise. Tesis meant let the Gemara to say I have a Teretz because mikan muchach that the Torah meant that Kofer HaKoyil is Chayav Shvua, and on that Tesis is answering. It can be, because Chazok ain't not amazed. The Mele, the Gemara knew that it's not Mistaber that it's Chayav Shvua. The Chazok has to pater him Yashvua. Such a stark Chazok has to pater him Yashvua. Such a stark Chazok pater, so it tastes it can be the answer. Because if the Chazok paters him, in a case that is no Chazok, Kofer HaKoyil be Chayav Shvua. And the Bnoi is not like that. This is the tastes. פימתם הקריפה הקריפה נון לפות ואין לו אם להם אתה תגמור בוס פושט הר that you not high because חזוק I have rise in the cases that is no חזוק and even so you put זוג רב גבייגר נרשים עשה תלמיד it's not mistaber that this is the pshat not mistaber that the thesis kasha was giboit on this cheshbon why is not mistaber that it's giboit on this cheshbon The Taisa says, why did, again, if we learn that the Kasha was why the Gemara didn't answer that the reason that he's not doesn't have a Migu because Kaif HaKol is Chayav Shur. So the Taisa says, Kaif HaKol is really not Chayav Shur. Why Kaif HaKol is not Chayav Shur? Why is not Chayav Shur, says Taisa? What? Chazoke, not amaze. Ari the Gemara didn't know the Chazoke. This is what the Gemara answered on her Kasha. So it can be that the Gemara is using the Chazoke. It can't be that the Gemara is using the Chazoke. Zok Rav Kiveiga. Ari, we asked the Akasha, why the Gemara didn't answer the reason you don't have the Migu? Because Kaif HaKol is also Chayav Shvur. So this is Kaif HaKol is not Chayav Shvur because Chazoke is not amazed. But the Gemara didn't know that. This is what she answered on her Mahalach. That it's Migu also because of the Chazoke. If the Gemara doesn't know yet the answer Chazoke, so you can't answer that this is the reason she didn't say that Kaif HaKol is Chayav. So B'meila, Taisus is asking Akasha, we don't know yet exactly from where Taisus came. Mishuma Taisus wanted that Kaifer HaKoy will also be a Chayav HaShvur. Needs a Hezbeh. Here is a Drore, here is no Drore. Mechateise to Medame. Mechateise to Medame. It's Akasha. Why Taisus doesn't answer it? Taisus in Ksuvus asks the Akasha in Gittin. Then he says, Andere Terutzin. Answer, it doesn't start. It just doesn't start. No, we'll have to answer it. So Taisus, back to Taisus Kasha, why Kaifer HaKol is not Chayav Shvur? Zog Taisus, ve'ein loymar, that the reason that he's not Chayav Shvur is because Chazoke in Odomei is Ponov, and it's a Raya that he's Potu, because we have some Gemores that he's Potu, even in cases that is no Chazoke. Even the Taisus says, ve'ein loymar, Taisus HaRosh brings down, sheyesh oimri. And this is Be'etzem Rashi and Bobekame Kufzayan. Again, it's printed here in the Likutei Rashi. Rashi learns in Bobekame Kufzayan that the reason that Koifer HaKoil is Potu Mishvuro is because Chazoke in Odom Meis Pono Bifnei Baal Choyve. You did me a favor, I don't have a chutzpah. Zokt Rashi and Bobekame. So what will be Koifer HaKoil Bepikodin? It's Chayav Shvuro. Because you didn't do me a favor. So Shitas Rashi and Bobekame Kufzayan, Koifer HaKoil Bepikodin, Chayav Shvur. Because it's no Aosa, you didn't do me a favor. Moide Bemikta Zepikodin, Chayav Shvur. Bemilve, Koifer HaKoil Portur, Moide Bemikta Zchayav. So Shitas Rashi and Bobekame Kufzayan, it's in the Likutei Rashi here, And the Ein Loimar Rav Taisus, Taisarosh says V'yesh Oimrim, that Ein Echanavi. The reason Koifer HaKoil is Potu, Chazoke in Odom Meis. And Rashi Bobekame learns that as a man de Omar, that is only not Meis when a guy makes a favor. When there's no favor, a guy is Meis. So Bekoifer Bepikodin, you chayv Shvur even Bekoifer HaKoil. As I said, it's not mistaken that that is the reason, because it's gemoros in cases that he's not meis, that he is meis bebnoi, and even so you potu will have to answer shitas Rashi. So now lo mehei tzachon. Listen carefully. Comes out that shitas Rashi, that koifer hakoil bepikodin chayev shvur. Koifer HaKol B'milve is Potu because Ein Odom Meis. Moile B'miktsas B'milve is Chayav Shvur. So now I want to ask you a question. And listen good because this is the Mafteach. So Lefi Rashi, Koifer HaKol B'pikodin is Chayav Shvur. Why? There's no Ein Odom Meis. So why a person has to make a Shvur? You come over to your friend, you owe me money. I gave you money to watch. I gave you money, I'm a shkiyo shemer. He says, no, you have to make a shvur. What is the mechayin of the shvur? The fact that I asked for the money. A person is tiveya, he has to make a shvur. It becomes the milveh, you answer no, you can't be a chotzur, so he's potur. Moide b'miktzas is not, is no raya, so he's chayiv. So what is the mechayiv of the shvur? The fact that the guy is asking for money is a reason to pay, to make a shvur. Right? The firashi. If someone is asking for money, it's a reason to make a shvur. What? Someone is asking for money, is a reason to make a shvur, the firashi? Kaifa bepikodni, lefi Rashi, kaifa bepikodni, you have to make a shvur or not? Yes. Kaifa bepikodni, you have to make a shvur lefi Rashi? Yeah. Memil venat, because chazok you know the maize pollen may bar choiva. Bepikodni, you have to make a shvur. So now I want to ask you a shayla. I want to ask you a shayla. Lefi Rashi, we finished this chelek of the sugya. Why a person is chayev shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? Why a person is chayev shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? Why a person is chayev shvur? I'm asking you. Why a person is chayev shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? Lefi Rashi. What? Why a person is chayav shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? Why a person is chayav shvur? Why a person is chayav shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? What? How you learn till now lefi Rashi? Why a person is chayav shvur when he's moide b'miktzas? What? Obviously, why? It's a drore. What? It's a drore. A reyuse. It's a drore. We said when he's meishim aveide, there's no reyuse. So what is the mechayev of the shvur lefi Rashi? What is the mechayev of the shvur lefi Rashi? What? The drore? The reyuse? What was the gemara's kasha lefi Rashi by us? If he's a meishim aveide, there's no drore. So what is the mechayev of the shvur? What is the mechayev of the shvur? The reyus and the drorek, no? So Rashi bo b'metziyah daf gimel. What is the mechayev of the shvur? The reyus. Zog the gemara if he's a meishim aveide, there's no reyus. Zog the gemara, there's no meishim aveide because chazok you know the meis. But the mechayev of the shvur is the drorek, is the reyus. And Rashi and Bobekamek of Zion state that Koifer HaKoyl Bepikodin that is no Chazok Eino Domeiz, Rashi holds you Chayev HaShvur, right? Rashi and Bobekamek says like Teisves that the reason that Koifer HaKoyl is Potul is because Chazok Eino Domeiz Ponov. And we said only Bemilvi you have the Chazok, Bepikodin you don't have the Chazok. So if Rashi Bepikodin Val is no chazoke, koifer hakol is chayev shvur. Where is the drore? So state in Rashi and Bobekame that you don't have to have a drore to mechayev shvur. So again, so what is the mechayev shvur? The drore or even without the drore? Again, I will explain. Tesis is asking a kasha. Why koifer hakol is not chayev shvur? We said the kasha doesn't start be'etzem. By us, you have a drore. Koifer HaKoyl doesn't have a drore. But Tesis asked the kasha, we don't know yet the answer. Tesis says, and don't tell me a teretz because you potu mitzad chazok. The teretz is not a real teretz. Punk Rashi in Bobekame says the teretz. That the reason Koifer HaKoyl is potu is because of chazok. And he says, b'milbe you have the chazok. B'koyim b'pikot you don't have the chazok, you will have to have a shvur. But the Firashi, the kasha doesn't start. The Firashi, the Mechayev is only the drore. If the Mechayev is only the drore, so the Koifer HaKoyl that you don't have a drore, Lechur is no Mechayev. This is the Kushya Atzumo רב נוחם, מקרה שמעצום הם עוד דאחרוינים, הוא לא עשינה סתם סטירס הרשי במקאמה. Again, it's everything is packed in בעצם in Tesis' קשה. Tesis is coming and stelling your order. Moide me mix this is Chayef Shvue, how we know that Kofer HaKoyel is not Chayef Shvue? And we say, how we know? Mechet Tesis that is Chayef? Tesis always says we medame. Try, but you may get try. But Tesis was that Kofer HaKoyel also be Chayef Shvue. So Tesis, don't tell me the Teretz says that he's Potter because he has a Chazok. It's not a good Teretz. So Tesis Arosh and Rashi Babakam, no, no, this is a good Teretz. The reason Kofer HaKoyel is Potter because the Chazok ain't not a maze. Is a chazok ain't not a maze? Val is a chazok ain't not a maze? Val is a chazok ain't not a maze favorite? The male, this is the reason Kofer HaKoyel is potu. But the pikot zot Rashi, there is no chazok. Because if Rashi, the chazok is because he did a favor. When there's no favor, there's no chazok. So if Rashi, when there's no chazok, Kofer HaKoyel is chayev shvur. I'm asking, why the Kofer HaKoyel is chayev shvur? But it's not drawing. I don't need Roy. So the whole Rashi here falls apart. The whole Rashi here was by the ganze Mechayev is the Drore. If you mention a Reina, there's no Drore. So Kofer HaKoyel doesn't have a Drore, so there's no Mechayev. So Teis Kashi doesn't start. So how it could be that Rashi Babikam is better than Teis Kashi, and Rashi answers, the reason Kofer HaKoyel is not Chayev Shvua is because Chazok in Odom Meis, that is the reason the Kofer HaKoyel is potu. Without the Chazok, the Kofer HaKoyel would be chayev. The Pikon Zot Rashi is no Oso L'toivo, Odom is meiz, and B'meile he's chayev. The Pikon Odom is meiz, B'meile he's chayev. But where is the Drore? You need a Drore, you don't need a Drore. Right. It's bad. So when we ask you, Rabbi Kivenger is busy in Pshat and Tesis. But in Tesis, okay, so Tesis is asking, he's telling, maybe we didn't know, Mehecha Tesis we know. But Rashi is Lemaise. He's learning that the Mechayev is a Drore. This is the whole way we explain Shitas Rashi, the Mechayev of the Shvu is the Drore, that it looks like he owes money. This is the Mechayev. Kofer HaKoyel doesn't have it. If Kofer HaKoyel doesn't have it, so Kofer HaKoyel is potu mishvua. And Rashi in Babikame comes and says, why Kofer HaKoyel is potu? Chazoke in Odom meiz pono b'pnei ba'al choyvoy. If I said no, Mistoma, I know what I'm saying. And now Rashi is mechadish that the Chazoke is not any place like this. Chazoke is only b'mokim milve, not b'mokim pikodin. And Rashi says that b'mokim pikodin there is no Chazoke ein echenami Kofer HaKoyel b'chayev shvua. Tesis could say like that. Rashi could say like that. But it's fakir from Rashi by us. It's fakir from Rashi by us. Rashi by us steht lehed yenish tazri. That you have to have a mechayev of drore. How we answer the stiras of Rashi? How we answer the stiras of Rashi? So a lot of people say tzorchim and they go weiter. You can't go weiter here. You can't even stop here. If you want, you can't stop here. Such a kasha. Such a kasha is not good to hear people cooking, yeah? What is the answer? But it's a pillar. The one that I mispal that is not answering is Yaakov. Because he said already the terrors in the beginning, and he's done a chab that is a push to terrors. Mamish a pillar. I mean, it's much bigger from the kasha. The Teretz is poshet. The Yesoid Zog de Beisalei. Again, the Stira is close. We know that the Mechayev is Moide B'miktsas. The Drore. Kofer HaKoyel is not Drore. Rashi in Babikame says, Kofer HaKoyel, why is Potu, Tesis Kashe, Chazoke Dono Meis? So Rashi in Chidush, only B'milve, because there's no Chazoke, he's Chayev Shvuot. The Teretz says, what is the Tzad to Mechayev Shvuot Take if it's not Drore? Why Kofer HaKoyel will be Chayev Shvuot? Not answer why it's potu. Why is Chayev Shvuot? Why? Stop, every guy has to make Shvuot in the world. No, why would be tzad that he's Chayev Shvuot? Mechat Eser. I'm asking about Mechat Eser. because you want me to pay you money, I have to make a shvua? What is the tzad? The Talmud says, Chazok ezok de beis alevi, ein odom toiveya, elo imken yeshlo. If someone approaches his friend, some people say that the Heintike door, the Chazok has changed. But the Yesoide Chazal say, Chazok ein odom toiveya, elo imken yeshlo. If I ask for money, mistame, you owe me money. This is the reason Koifer HaKoil is Chayev Shvuah. And the only way the other person is potu, chazok ein odom meis. But what is the tzad to mechayev shvuah? What is the tzad to mechayev shvuah? What is the tzad to mechayev shvuah? The tzad to mechayev shvuah is chazok ein odom toiveya elo im ken yesho. So b'meile koifer hakokil is chayev shvuah. When I go over to a person, you owe me $100, and he says, yeah, I owe you 50. The Tiveh has a chazoka or not? There's no chazoka in the Tiveh in Kriyashla. He had 50, this is the reason he was a mechutzef. The Moide b'miktzas, the Tiveh doesn't have a chazoka, ain't odom Tiveh elohim Kriyashla. Yeshla. Doesn't have to have the whole thing. A guy doesn't have a chutzpah to go with the guy, you owe me money when he doesn't owe. But when he owes a shekel to add, that people do. So when a guy is made of a mikzas, the Tiveh doesn't have a chazok in the Tiveh Elim Ken Yeshloi. So why the made of a mikzas is Chayev Shvuah? So why the made of a mikzas is Chayev Shvuah? The Teretz is, it's a Dchor, it's a Numa Chayev. So B'Koyfer HaKoyl is a Mechayev of Chazok in the Tiveh Elim Ken Yeshloi. The made of a mikzas, you don't have that Mechayev. But you have a mumechayev, a vadrore. We'll stop here.